We will take down the Ring of Fire. We will support our friends in Israel, but he's going to need help to do that.
The biggest mistake I made was I picked some great people, you know, but you don't think about that. I picked some people that I shouldn't have picked. I picked a few people that I shouldn't have picked.
In February 2017, the landscape changed dramatically. President Trump had been elected. He appointed two wolves in MAGA hats, Mike Pompeo, a Kansas congressman and former arms industry executive, as CIA director.
One of the things that I want to talk to you about is the JFK files.
I opened them up partially. I was met with, from good people, I mean, you know, look, I mean, good people. People that were well-meaning. Mike Pompeo was one of them. He's a good person.
And I got a phone call from Mike Pompeo's lawyer. Mike Pompeo was the Secretary of State, but before then, he was the director of the CIA. His lawyer called me and said, you know, you should know that anyone who tells you the contents of classified documents has committed a crime. He's threatening me. So Mike Pompeo is the one who pressed Trump to keep those documents secret. And so it's like, what's crazy to me is not just that Pompeo did that. I think Pompeo is a really sinister person and a criminal. I think that. I think that because the facts suggest that. He was caught.
This leak, which actually WikiLeaks began publishing in early months of 2017, exposed the CIA's most sensitive hacking tools. And it was considered at the time the largest data loss in CIA history. And Mike Pompeo, who had just come in as the new CIA director, was enraged by this.
WikiLeaks walks like a hostile intelligence service and talks like a hostile intelligence service. It has encouraged its followers to find jobs at the CIA in order to obtain intelligence. It's time to call out WikiLeaks for what it really is, a non-state hostile intelligence service often abetted by state actors like Russia.
And that opened the door for the CIA to plan all sorts of operations, including the abduction of Julian Assange, and there was talk even of a possible assassination.
My wife and my infant son were also targeted. A CIA asset was permanently assigned to track my wife, and instructions were given to obtain DNA from my six-month-old son's nappy.
That's who Mike Pompeo is. But he somehow intimidated Trump into not releasing this. Well, okay, that's all bad, right? I think it's criminal behavior. What's crazy is how Mike Pompeo is treated. He's treated as like a Republican poobah in good standing. He fully expects to become the Secretary of Defense in a Trump administration, which is like completely insane. Why would you take a criminal and give him nuclear weapons?
Now, President Trump's going to secure our southern border. We will bring peace back to the world. We will take down the Ring of Fire. We will support our friends in Israel. But he's going to need help to do that.
He said, we're going to take down the Ring of Fire. That means Iran. That means he's promising war with Iran. And we're going to support Israel, which is meaning that to support Israel's war with Iran. So even in this closing statement, he is saying we're going to bring more war. And you may not notice that if you don't listen closely, but that's what Trump is getting if he hires a Mike Pompeo.
Overall, in my lifetime, ever since I've been watching things, the Fed goes on, printing money goes on, the debt goes on, our empire grows, the warmongering continues, the deep state is very powerful, and they influence both sides, yeah. No matter who wins.
What's the cadet motto at West Point? You will not lie, cheat, or steal, or tolerate those who do. I was the CIA director. We lied, we cheated, we stole. It's like we had entire training courses.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think he's on his way, to becoming Secretary of State or defense.
Nikki Haley's out there. Tom Cotton is out there. Lindsey Graham, little Marco Rubio is out there. He was introducing, I think, Trump down in Florida. And these are all bad guys.
More and more people are thinking maybe we shouldn't be complacent. I mean, maybe that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Don't get too complacent.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.